Donald Trump is all but guaranteed to coast to the GOP convention as the nominee after historical performances in the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary. Since we have a break in the political action, here's an update on where the left's lawfare assault against Trump stands. First, the civil fraud case brought by Letitia James in New York. Either way, it's a civil case, not criminal, so the constitutional impact on his candidacy would be minimal. Second, there's the Georgia election interference case. Legally, this case probably has the most teeth for Democrats to inflict damage, considering it's a state trial, meaning Trump could not pardon himself as president. But the left has a serious problem. The prosecutor, Fannie Willis, is now entangled in accusations of romance with a special prosecutor in the case. Now, the dynamic duo is being accused of prosecutorial misconduct, and it could torpedo their entire case. It's now unlikely Trump will go to trial in Georgia until after November. Third, there's the classified documents case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Fourth, and speaking of Jack Smith, he's charged Trump in a federal elections interference case, stemming from his January 6th investigation. Fifth, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg charged Trump with 34 counts of falsifying business records. Sixth, and most critical right now, is the 14th Amendment lawsuits in more than 30 states nationwide that claim President Trump is ineligible to run for president because of the Insurrection Clause. Not only is the ACLJ a respondent in the Colorado case being considered by the Supreme Court right now, but we could receive an opinion before Super Tuesday. Here's why the sixth case is a big deal. None of the other five cases I mentioned against Trump are slam dunks for Democrats. Instead, the left would rather take Trump off the ballot altogether. If successful, it would be the most unconstitutional election plot in American history. For more information on how the ACLJ is fighting back in all these situations, especially on the 14th Amendment case, go to aclj.org.